Lesson 18. God Himself shall redeem His people. Mosiah, chapters 12 through 17. Purpose. To help class members appreciate the importance of the atonement of Jesus Christ and to stay true to their testimonies of the atonement. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Mosiah chapters 12 through 13. Abinadi calls King Noah and his priest to repentance. He exhorts them to keep the commandments. He teaches them that the performances and ordinances of the law of Moses are types or symbols of the atonement of Jesus Christ. B. Mosiah chapters 14 through 16. Abinadi quotes Isaiah. He testifies of the atonement and exhorts Noah's priest to teach the people that redemption comes through Christ. C. Mosiah chapter 17. Alma, one of Noah's priests, repents and records the words of Abinadi. Abinadi seals his testimony of the Savior with his life. 2. If the picture Abinadi before King Noah is available, prepare to use it during the lesson. Item number 62042, Gospel Art Picture Kit 308. 3. If you use the attention activity, bring to class some or all of the pictures listed in the activity. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Explain that there are many scriptural accounts of the Lord commanding people to fulfill difficult missions. What are some difficult missions or callings recorded in the scriptures? Some possible responses are listed below, along with item numbers of pictures that depict some of the events. A. Noah preaching to the people. Item number 62053, Gospel Art Picture Kit 102. B. Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt. Item number 62100. C. Lehi warning the people in Jerusalem. Item number 62517, Gospel Art Picture Kit 300. D. Esther going before King Ahasuerus. Gospel Art Picture Kit 125. E. Abinadi preaching to King Noah. Item number 62042, Gospel Art Picture Kit 308. F. Samuel preaching in Zarahemla. Item number 62370, Gospel Art Picture Kit 314. G. Joseph Smith fulfilling his mission as the prophet of the Restoration. Item number 62470, Gospel Art Picture Kit 403. Why were these missions difficult? Why do you think these people were willing to fulfill their missions despite the difficult circumstances? Display the picture of Abinadi before King Noah and explain that this lesson discusses the teachings of Abinadi. Encourage class members to look for reasons why Abinadi was willing to give his life in order to preach to the people. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Abinadi calls Noah and his priest to repentance, exhorts them to keep the commandments and teaches of the atonement. Discuss Mosiah chapters 12 through 13. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. If you are using the picture of Abinadi before King Noah, display it throughout the lesson. 2 years after Abinadi had originally preached to Noah's people, he returned to tell them that because they had not repented, they would suffer and be brought into bondage. Mosiah chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. He also said that they would be destroyed if they did not repent. Mosiah chapter 12, verse 8. How did the people respond to this message? See Mosiah chapter 12, verses 9 through 16. Why do you think they defended Noah? After Abinadi withstood the priest's efforts to cross him, one of the priests asked him a question about a scripture passage. Mosiah chapter 12, verses 20 through 24. Have a class member read these verses aloud. Why were the priests unable to understand this scripture passage? See Mosiah chapter 12, verses 25 through 27. Note that the meaning of this passage is discussed later in the lesson. What does it mean to apply our hearts to understanding? Why is it important to apply our hearts as we study and teach the gospel? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 8, verses 2 through 3. What did Abinadi reveal was the problem with the priest's claim that they taught the law of Moses? See Mosiah chapter 12, verses 28 through 37. Why is it important that we strive to live according to the truths we teach? What happened to make it possible for Abinadi to deliver his message? See Mosiah chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. Point out that the Lord did this so Abinadi would be able to testify of the atonement of Jesus Christ. This illustrates the importance of the message of the atonement. Why did Abinadi read the Ten Commandments to Noah and his priests? See Mosiah chapter 13, verse 11. What does it mean to have the commandments written in our hearts? How might having the commandments written in our hearts affect our efforts to obey them? After calling Noah and the priest to repentance for not keeping the law of Moses, Abinadi said, "Salvation doth not come by the law alone." Mosiah chapter 13, verse 28. How does salvation come? See Mosiah chapter 13, verse 14, verse 28, and verses 32 through 35, and the third article of faith. What was the purpose of the law of Moses? Refer to Mosiah chapter 13, verses 29 through 33. Explain that the performance and ordinances of the law of Moses were types or symbols of things to come. They were given to help the people look to Christ. 2. Abinadi quotes Isaiah, testifies of the atonement, and exhorts Noah's priest to teach the people that redemption comes through Christ. Read and discuss selected verses from Mosiah chapters 14 through 16. As part of his testimony of Jesus Christ, Abinadi quoted the prophet Isaiah. What are some things we learn about the Savior from the prophecy quoted in Mosiah chapter 14? Have class members take turns reading verses in this chapter to find answers to this question. Summarize their answers on the chalkboard. Some possible answers are listed below. A. The Savior lived meekly and humbly. Mosiah chapter 14, verse 2. B. Many people rejected him. Mosiah chapter 14, verse 3. C. He carried our griefs and sorrows. Mosiah chapter 14, verse 4. D. He took upon himself the sins of all people. Mosiah chapter 4, verses 5 through 6, verse 8, and verses 10 through 12. E. He willingly subjected himself to persecution and death. Mosiah chapter 14, verses 7 through 9. F. He was without sin. Mosiah chapter 14, verse 9. Abinadi said that the Savior satisfied the demands of justice. Mosiah chapter 15, verse 9. What are the demands of justice? See Alma chapter 42, verses 11 and 14. What did the Savior do to satisfy the demands of justice? See Mosiah chapter 15, verse 9, Alma chapter 42, verses 12 through 13, and verse 15. Abinadi spoke of the seed, or the sons and daughters of Jesus Christ. Mosiah chapter 15, verse 10, Also, Mosiah chapter 14, verse 10. What does it mean to be the Savior's sons and daughters? See Mosiah chapter 15, verses 11 through 14. Also, Mosiah chapter 5, verses 5 through 7. Explain that Jesus Christ is the author of salvation. There is a father-child relationship between Him and those who accept His gospel. We become His seed, or His sons and daughters, when we believe in Him, repent of our sins,
and covenant to do His will and obey His commandments.
Remind class members that one of Noah's priests asked Abinadi to interpret Isaiah's statement, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him that bringeth good tidings." Mosiah chapter 12, verses 20 through 24. What are these good tidings? See Mosiah chapter 15, verses 19 through 25, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 40 through 42. Who are the messengers who share these good tidings? Refer to Mosiah chapter 15, verses 13 through 18. The Savior Himself, the prophets, and others who share the gospel. How can we help bring these good tidings to others? How will we be blessed after we die if we have believed in Christ, followed Him, and accepted His atonement? See Mosiah chapter 15, verses 21 through 23, and chapter 16, verses 8 through 11. What will happen to us if we have rejected Christ and His atonement? See Mosiah chapter 15, verses 26 through 27, chapter 16, verses 2 through 3, verse 5, and verses 10 through 12. At the end of his discourse, what did Abinadi exhort Noah and the priest to do? See Mosiah chapter 16, verses 13 through 15. How can we apply this counsel in our lives? 3. Abinadi seals his testimony of the Savior with his life. Read and discuss selected verses from Mosiah chapter 17. Was Abinadi successful in his mission to King Noah and his people? Why or why not? Who was converted because of Abinadi's teachings? See Mosiah chapter 17, verses 2 through 4, Alma chapter 5, verses 11 through 12, also the fourth additional teaching idea. After Abinadi had given his message, what did King Noah and the judges decide to do to him? See Mosiah chapter 17, verses 1 and 7. What could Abinadi have done to avoid being put to death? See Mosiah chapter 17, verse 8. Why did he refuse to recall the words he had spoken? Refer to Mosiah chapter 17, verses 9 through 10 and verse 20. Although we will likely not need to die for our faith, in what ways can we follow Abinadi's example? President Ezra Tapmanson said, "Christ changes men, and change men can change the world. Men changed for Christ will be captained by Christ. Men captained by Christ will be consumed in Christ. Their will is swallowed up in His will." See John chapter 5, verse 30. "They do always those things that please the Lord." See John chapter 8, verse 29. Not only would they die for the Lord, but more important, they want to live for Him. In Conference Report, October 1985, pages 5 through 6, or Ensign November 1985, page 6. Conclusion. Point out that the actions of Abinadi and Alma can help us see the importance of the atonement. Abinadi's life was preserved by the Lord so he could testify of the atonement. Mosiah chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. After Abinadi had shared this message, he sealed the truth of his words by his death. Mosiah chapter 17, verse 20. Alma wrote all the words which Abinadi had spoken. Mosiah chapter 17, verse 4. He then obeyed Abinadi's command to teach that redemption cometh through Christ the Lord. Mosiah chapter 16, verse 15. Encourage class members to stay true to their testimonies and share the message of the atonement. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Hymn. With class members, sing or read the words to a hymn about the atonement of Jesus Christ, such as I Stand All Amazed, hymns number 193, or How Great the Wisdom and the Love, hymns number 195, or play a recording of a hymn about the atonement. 2. Video presentation. As you discuss Abinadi's testimony of the Savior and the reaction of King Noah and his priests, show What Think Ye of Christ, a 5-minute segment of Family Home Evening Video Supplement 2, item number 53277. 3. The Father and the Son, Mosiah chapter 15, verse 2. Use the following information to explain Abinadi's teachings in Mosiah chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. When Abinadi spoke of Jesus as the Father and the Son, he did not teach that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ are the same being. Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost are three separate and distinct personages. Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verse 22. When ancient prophets spoke of God or of the Lord, they often referred to Jehovah, the premortal Messiah. Mosiah chapter 13, verses 33 through 34, and Mosiah chapter 14, verse 6. Thus Abinadi taught of Jesus Christ when he said, God himself shall come down among the children of men and shall redeem his people. Mosiah chapter 15, verse 1. Also Mosiah chapter 7, verses 27 through 28. Abinadi's teachings in Mosiah chapter 15, verses 1 through 9, refer to Jesus' fatherly roles and to his roles as the Son of God. Jesus' roles as Father include A, his work as the Father of heaven and earth, the Creator of all things from the beginning, Mosiah chapter 3, verse 8. B, his mission as the Father of those who accept his gospel and follow him, Mosiah chapter 5, verse 7, chapter 15, verses 10 through 13, and Ether chapter 3, verse 14. And C, his authority to speak and act in behalf of Heavenly Father, which has been termed divine investiture of authority. Jesus' roles as the Son of God include A, his atonement for the sins of the world, Mosiah chapter 15, verses 6 through 9, and B, his service as our mediator and advocate with Heavenly Father, Jacob chapter 4, verses 10 through 11, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 3 through 5. Abinadi said that Jesus was called the Son because he dwelleth in flesh, and the Father because he was conceived by the power of God. Mosiah chapter 15, verses 2 through 3, also Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verses 3 through 4. When Abinadi spoke of the will of the Son being swallowed up in the will of the Father, Mosiah chapter 15, verse 7, he referred to Jesus subjecting his flesh to his spirit. Mosiah chapter 15, verses 2 through 5, also 3 Nephi chapter 1, verse 14. When Jesus subjected his flesh to his spirit, he also subjected his will to the will of Heavenly Father. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 16 through 19. 4. The unseen results of missionary work. Explain that Abinadi may have died without knowing if anyone believed his teachings. But Alma was converted because of Abinadi's efforts, and he and his descendants had a great influence on the Nephites for many generations. Share the following story told by President Gordon B. Hinckley. You don't know how much good you can do. You can't foresee the results of the effort you put in. Years ago, President Charles A. Callis then a member of the Quorum of the Twelve, but who previously was president of the Southern States Mission for 25 years, told me this story. He said that he had a missionary in the southern United States who came in to get his release at the conclusion of his mission. His mission president said to him, "Have you had a good mission?" He said, "No." "How was that?" "Well, I haven't had any results from my work. I have wasted my time and my father's money. It's been a waste of time." Brother Callis said, "Haven't you baptized anyone?" He said, "I baptized only one person during the 2 years that I have been here. That was a 12-year-old boy up in the Black Hollows of Tennessee." He went home with a sense of failure. Brother Callis said, "I decided to follow that boy who had been baptized. I wanted to know what became of him. I followed him through the years. He became the Sunday school superintendent, and he eventually became the branch president. He married. He moved off the little tenant farm on which he and his parents before him had lived and got a piece of ground of his own and made it fruitful. He became the district president. He sold that piece of ground in Tennessee and moved to Idaho and bought a farm along the Snake River and prospered there. His children grew. They went on missions. They came home. They had children of their own who went on missions." Brother Callis continued, "I've just spent a week up in Idaho looking up every member of that family that I could find and talking to them about their missionary service. I discovered that as a result of the baptism of that one little boy in the Back Hollows of Tennessee by a missionary who thought he had failed, more than 1,100 people have come into the church. You can never foretell the consequences of your work, my beloved brethren and sisters, when you serve as missionaries." Teachings of Gordon B. Hinckley, 1997, pages 360 through 361. End of Lesson 18. God Himself shall redeem His people.